You're listening to the SCAC Cross Country Podcast. Today I'm joined by University of the South head cross country coach Jeff Heitzenreiter as we prepare for the 2011 SCAC Men's and Women's Cross Country Championships hosted by Suwannee at the Suwannee Golf Club this coming weekend. And coach, first of all, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Glad to be here, yeah.
Coach, so this is the first time that University of South Suwannee is hosting the Cross Country Championship since 2002. Just talk about the excitement on campus about having the opportunity to host this championship.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I think teams that seem to enjoy traveling to the mountain to run cross country, we usually have a little bit better running weather perhaps in other parts of the region or parts of the conference with a little bit of elevation, and especially this time of year, nice cool weather. And we're trying to get the campus jacked up and look forward to having all the SCAC teams here and have a great championship.
Coach, just talk a little bit about the prep work that goes into hosting a championship on campus, you know, coordinating with the staff, with your guys and girls on the team, and just, you know, getting prepared for a championship of our magnitude in the SCAC.
Yeah, it's it can be tough, but I guess this is the 13th year that I've hosted cross-country meets, and we do a couple a year. By now, my to-do list is, narrowed down to a fine piece of artwork, honestly, that we really have, I think, have gotten it to the point where we spread it out, spread the preparation out over several months. A lot of it comes down here to this last week, but sort of divided up into course preparation. We do our races on the golf course here at Suwannee, or nine-hole course, and thankfully, my father-in-law is in charge of the course, and so I can get out there and put some paint on it and blow leaves and prepare it in a lot of ways that may be harder for other people in terms of accessing the facility. So that part of it has been great. It's taken a lot of time. I have two good assistant coaches that are helping me out to prepare for that. They're a little extra in the SCAC championships just in terms of ordering T-shirts and T-shirts to the athletes, a little banquet or a lunch after the championships, and then we do the awards a little differently for a championship event, so there's more involved in there. And obviously, we want this to be a great experience for all visiting teams, so we try to do a couple of little extra things here that we might not do at an invitational meet. But you know, we've got sports information director involved, and our athletic director, and our staff here, and obviously the golf course staff. I was out and actually blowing leaves earlier this week with a tiny little leaf blower, and this guy pulls up in a tractor that has a gigantic leaf blower on the back and saved me probably 2 hours of work. So there's lots of people on campus are involved, and we're looking forward to it.
Coach, you mentioned the golf course, and obviously a great facility to host the championships, but I know originally that there was some talk that the golf course was scheduled to have some maintenance and possibly, you know, might not be able to host the championships there on the mountain at the University of the South. Just talk about how you're able to avoid that scheduling conflict and to continue forward with the championship there at Suwannee.
Well, really what it came down to was money. There's a fundraising effort here to renovate our golf course. It really is going to be, I'm a golfer, so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fantastic facility. They're really trying to make it one of the premier nine-hole golf courses in the Southeast, and I think they'll get there. Like any project like that, it's a multi-million dollar endeavor, requires money and fundraising, and from my standpoint, thankfully, that got delayed a little bit, and so originally the start date was about a year ago for the renovation, and now it stands January 2012. So when that got bumped back, we were able to go back to the conference coaches and just say, hey, I know we were talking about not having access to the course, but we've got it now. And so so that's been good. And in some ways, you know, this is the last SCAC race, the SCAC race, as the in terms of the SCAC current collection of schools. That'll be changing next year, but it's also the last time we'll run on this course as it currently stands. They're going to not change a ton, but they'll change just enough that we're going to have to alter our cross-country course. So course records will be set indefinitely, and then we'll renovate the course and come up with a new cross-country route. But yeah, it got delayed, and we're really lucky to be able to get out there and looking forward to it.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Cross Country Podcast. This week I'm joined by University of South head men's and women's cross country coach Jeff Heitzenreiter as we prepare again for the 2011 SCAC Cross Country Championships. And coach, entering this season, you're entering your 11th season as the head women's coach, 12th as the men's cross country coach there on the mountain. Does this championship have any different feel to it as you head into it? Obviously, you mentioned with this being the last year of the SCAC sort of as we know it getting together, and you know, obviously with this being the last time that you'll run this course on this golf course that you've run so many years in the past on.
Yeah, you know, I think it does. We hosted in 2002, and that was maybe my third year as a head coach or fourth, and I felt very green at that point in terms of event management, and I think we pulled it off in 2002. We had good feedback from visiting coaches, but when I look back at more than anything, there are to-do list and things that we've changed in the last 9 years leading up to this event. I do feel very, in fact, I told my wife last night, I feel like I'm forgetting something because I'm not anxious and nervous and all wound up about hosting this meet. And part of that is 9 years worth of experience and just having done enough of these. And I think our kids, you know, I've made a lot, I feel like over the last 13 years or 11 years, I've learned a lot as a coach, a lot through making mistakes early on and learning from those and watching not only other coaches in the conference like Robert Shankman at Rhodes, but John Curtin at Emory and several people over the years who I feel like have been good mentors and see how they do things. I just feel much more prepared and confident going into this event than definitely in 2002. I think our kids are, our runners are very, very prepared and confident and healthy, and we should see some great results. Whereas in the past, I feel when we host events, I tell our team, look, I'm really sorry. I'm going to be wrapped up as meet director, and I'm not going to be able to do my job, which is coach. I'm really going to have to do this. I didn't tell them that this week, and I do feel like I'm going to be able to do coaching and meet management simultaneously, and hopefully it'll be seamless for our student athletes, and they won't feel abandoned. Now, you know, I'm saying all this, and then it'll all crash and burn on Saturday, but we certainly do feel confident in both in our team's preparation and in preparation for the event, and looking forward to Saturday, definitely.
Coach, well, you know, we've talked a lot about the preparation and all the work that goes into this in terms of being ready for the actual event, but you mentioned the coaching aspect of it. Just talk about, as a head coach of a cross-country team and you being both the men's and women's, how do you go about preparing your team heading into a cross-country championship week? Obviously, lots of mileage put in throughout the summer and preseason, but I know as we get closer to a championship, you sort of start to taper off and get the body prepared for a conference championship such as this weekend.
That's right, and you know, there's over the years, of anything that I've learned more about, it's the training and the psychological and mental preparation for student athletes that are also juggling very difficult academic load and social life and trying to stay healthy and get enough sleep. And you know, there are plenty of books out there that will tell you how to train endurance. Collegiate runners, and most of what's in those books really is helpful, but a lot of times I feel like you have to throw some of that away. Early on, I've tried to go buy the book in terms of tapering for a championship event, and some of those things didn't work for our kids. They would show up sluggish at a championship race, and one of the people that I really relied on early on is my dad. My dad coached at Center College years ago. In fact, he started the women's cross country program there. And in a conversation with him, we were talking about how championship competition or performances just were kind of subpar. And he would talk about how in the old days they really raced all the way through, and they raced right up before the championship race. So a couple of years ago, we started doing that. A little bit less of a taper than maybe textbook would tell you to do. And it worked. It's worked the last couple of years. Our kids have really been fresh and sharp and ready to go. But you do have to drop it down. I mean, you can't beat them up. Yesterday we had our one hard workout for the week, And we just checked all the gears, make sure everything's ready to go and they're ready to race. Used last week's race Saturday down at Barry as a sort of a final tune-up. And but, you know, in the back of my mind, I have this thought, it's a crapshoot. Anybody could get sick this week. Anybody could decide to stay up till 3 a.m. and write a paper and wear themselves out. So every single day, we've told them, my assistant coach brought it up yesterday, really emphasized the fact that there's not much you can do right now to affect your race positively on Saturday, but you can do a lot to affect it negatively. So to get our kids to get sleep and take care of their bodies and eat right this week, you know, that's what I sit home worrying about. It's who's going to show up with a fever on Saturday. We hope that doesn't happen, but inevitably it happens to somebody.
And finally, Coach, as we look ahead to the exciting weekend and the championship weekend, they're hosted on the mountain at the University of the South. Obviously, one thing not to be overlooked as we go into this weekend is this really will be sort of the last time that this group gets together for this SCAC championship event, you know, for quite a long time, maybe forever, with the schools going in different directions. Just, I know you've been in the middle of preparing and getting focused and getting your team ready, but have you had a chance as a coach, someone who's been a part of the SCAC and been in this league for a number of years, to sort of let yourself think about what this weekend means just in terms of all the history we've had with the SCAC and what the leagues will look like moving forward?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And you know, I think it was sad in many ways to see DePaul leave the conference. I have a lot of respect for Corey Stoffrig, and I consider him a good friend at DePaul. And I think it'll be tough for us at Suwannee to lose the Texas schools. And I grew up in Texas partly, and if it wasn't for Texas and the track and field enthusiasm there, there's no way I would be a track and cross country coach right now. So to not have a regular trip down there, sure, that saves the institution money, and I think that makes sense. You know, I think in some ways there's some wisdom to some of the decisions that were made financially, but you know, that doesn't help us in terms of those of us who've developed relationships with you know, Jenny Brewer and Francie LaRue, formerly Smith, and some of the people in Colorado, Ted Castanetti. You know, we don't go to Colorado a lot in track cross country, but to have those guys come and compete with us has been fun. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to change. I'm looking forward to our new opportunities, and I think that'll be fun and exciting. But as a coach, the SCAC is all I've ever known, and so to have that break up and lose some of those rivalries and tensions and excitement and friendships is tough, and that'll be something that'll, yeah, we'll all think about it now and as the conference changes in the next year or so, but it'll probably be a couple of years before we really realize what has happened and the impact kind of sinks in.
University of the South head men's and women's cross-country coach Jeff Heitzenrader again talking about the preparation that goes into the 2011 championships hosted this weekend on the mountain by Suwannee. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck this weekend as we head to the 2011 championships.